You can always jump on the website at 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the program. You can check out my podcast page at Steen on Sports at audioboom.com. If you'd like to place a bet in Iowa, register at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. It's easy to download the app, easy to use, so easy. My wife is using it today. I think she's betting on the Michigan-Iowa game. It's our anniversary, so I think she's betting on that game. I'm betting on that game today. I got a couple of NBA bets that maybe we'll talk about a little bit later. It is just a really good app, and it's very easy to use. So download the app and enjoy BetMGM. Once again, I want to thank David Harris coming on. I think you can, you know, and I'm trying to get Gary Barta and Jamie Pollard on too, and you know, just during this time, especially with them, he just got done. Gary Barta just got done with the college football. All that stuff, and Jamie's been out with doing some of the NCAA tournament stuff, which had some different issues today that they're working their way through on what happens if once they get the teams ready for the NCAA tournament, if COVID happens, if somebody goes into contact tracing. It looks like games aren't going to be made up, teams aren't going to be brought in, so we'll have to hold on and see once they try to really decide what that's going to look like. Had Kevin Lehman come in. He has UNI Illinois State, then he has Southern Illinois Loyola. Talked a little bit about the game tonight. Iowa-Michigan game tonight is a big game. I think with three games remaining in the Big Ten tournament coming up, that Iowa's already kind of hit their original goal that they had, which is to be in the four for the Big Ten tournament, so you have double bye, and to be a three seed for the NCAA tournament. I think they're there. Now we want to see a couple of wins, a win at either Michigan or Ohio State on the road, and then a win against Wisconsin at home, and getting to the championship game in the Big Ten, I think moves them up to the two spot. If they would happen to pull off a couple of upsets with Michigan and Ohio State, and folks, it's not unreasonable to think, and then get to the championship game and win the Big Ten championship, they may have a shot. I still am one of those that once you get past that first game, And it's just because of first game jitters and all of that, and you could have a bad shooting day. Playing in the NCAA tournament, the one thing that you have to be careful of, especially with Big Ten teams, is Big Ten is a rough and tumble league. They let people play, and sometimes in NCAA tournament they don't allow the same type. So you have to be a little careful on that. I think that's possible, but the only way that's possible is they start tonight and they go in there and take care of that game. Michigan coming off a big game this weekend against Ohio State, maybe overlooking. I don't know how you overlook an Iowa team that's playing as well as they are. So I think that's one of those games and where it's the Iowa defense that's going to I think that's what's going to win the game for them. And they do need to hit some threes tonight. I mean, that's important. They're going to have to be, you know, get 20 of them up and you know, try to hit 8, 9, 10, any of that just to give Garza some room, because great center matchup tonight. So as Kevin Lehman was telling us, one of the scary stories today that was in the news is a former U.S. Olympic women's gymnastic coach, and his name was John Gedert. I could be pronouncing that wrong, but he's a former associate of disgraced sports gymnast Dr. Larry Nassar, who that was one of the people that Simon Biles said, and she said that she still doesn't think all of it's out and all of it's done. Well, this might be one of those things too that Dr. John Gedert, he's not a doctor, it was Dr. Larry Nassar who was. He was to be charged today with 24 crimes, including sexual assault. Only one of them, I think, dealing with the Olympic team, but others, just in a gymnastics program, committed suicide today. And just so, you know, I'm going to give you my opinion on that. sick people like that, that's what they do because they don't want to face reality of what they've done. And they don't want to face their accusers, and they don't want to have anything to do with any of that because they're cowards. And that's what happened. So if somebody doesn't like that, I apologize, but that's how I feel. That's so sickening and sad that I don't even want to talk about it and shouldn't even give it airtime, but I thought it was important. And it shows what Simone Biles, and we talked about some of the young gymnasts coming up, and as a parent, that should be the one thing that my son or daughter should not have to worry about. And as a coach, it would bother me that somebody was doing that. I couldn't imagine. I tried to treat all my athletes as if, you know, I treated them like they were my son or daughter, and made sure that you know, everything was, as you know, not yelling and screaming and not doing that. That's not teaching moments, folks, especially when you're talking about seventh and eighth grade kids. Yelling and screaming doesn't do any good. Now, you can get angry. They need to see that anger comes, but you have to treat them how you would like to be treated. And in my coaching career, I never had an issue with anybody not treating me how I was treating them. So, but when you have sick people like this that were doing it for only one reason, and that was to do disgusting things, I have no sympathy. So he took the coward way out, and you know, that hopefully that gives some of his victims some type of closure. I don't know, and I wouldn't know the first thing on how to help and help them handle. Uncle Aaron, my brother-in-law, called in and said it's Uncut Gems. And I'm telling you, if you watch this movie with Adam Sandler, do not drink during it, because his tics and his nervousness in this film, I mean, I was shaking in my seats, and now I've watched it at home also and did the same thing. And I even knew what was going to happen. It's a great movie, and I believe he should have got some kind of recognition for going outside his box of what he's done. He was amazing in the movie. It drove me crazy. Another thing that I was looking at I wanted to talk about a little bit here is today. If you wonder, and we've wondered this sometimes too, that especially when you're talking about a football coach, but I think an NCAA Division I Power 5 coaching staff, no matter if it's basketball, football, baseball and wrestling, maybe a little different. I don't think it is, but it could be a little different. And this was done by DA. He is on the morning show here on CBS, and Damon Amendola is amazing. If you haven't got a chance to listen to him, please do. Does it by himself, talks about all kinds of things. I try to do some stuff like he does. I kind of try to be able to talk to my audience and like you're sitting across from me and we're just talking sports. He said today, you're wondering why coaches would spend decades working 20-hour days, make no money, never see their family, and beg high school kids to like them. Steve Sarkisian just signed a $34 million contract today, and his three assistants will make more than $1 million a year. Sark has never won his division, and his best season finished in the Holiday Bowl. And that is what the University of Texas is offering him to take over for Tom Herman, who had Texas in the upper half of the Big 12 and in bowl games every year he was there. That's why these guys are coaching. Sometimes that has to put a bell should be going off in your head saying, you know, if they're making that much money, are you sure that they have all of our kids' best interests in their heart? I don't know the answer to that. I've never made that much money. I don't know what that would be like. I find it sometimes, and here's the part, and I know it's the contracts they sign, and I wish they would stop. If Tom Herman was not doing the things that you wanted him to do, and was not, if he didn't have control of the program, or he was doing, you know, he was angry at his kids and they didn't like it, or whatever, you know, when you sign these contracts should be, if you know, if as long as he if there was cause, and I think the cause at Texas was is that they have a lot of very wealthy people that come to the football games, and they didn't like what they were seeing, and so they went to him and said, "Hey, I'm going to pull my money if you don't do this." And what is an athletic department during COVID and not having fans? Boy, that has you over a barrel. But you bring in somebody who was he calling plays at Alabama? Was that Nick Saban calling plays at Alabama? I don't know. I mean, it boggles my mind, and it doesn't fit into. And maybe that's because I'm from the state of Iowa, and we have two coaches here that place more emphasis on now. Kirk Ferentz and Matt Campbell both make good money, but they put more emphasis on what their assistant coaches make and how they affect the kids in the program more than they do about the amount of money that they make. Because Kirk Ferentz could have made a lot more money at the University of Iowa if he'd wanted to. He could have held them over the barrel. Steve Alford held the Iowa basketball program over a barrel, and they paid him a lot of money for not winning very many, definitely not winning any championships. How much do they have? You know, that's the thing, is they're there now, let's say at the University of Texas. He knows the one thing he has to do is win. That means he needs to beat Oklahoma. He definitely can't lose to Iowa State. And if he does, who's he going to take that out on? His coaching staff? I don't think so. So that kind of money floating around in the world of collegiate sports, that's pretty crazy, folks. So we'll have to see what happens through all that. Another thing, since we've talked about COVID quite a few times today, you know, David Harris and everything going on in sports, and it's so much fun to get to talk to them. Just to, I think that we know what we're going through, but all these kids and them trying to get all this in and playing football and all that's happening. The NBA owners and the NBA as a league were hoping that they could get some NBA players to do some work on talking about making sure that you go out and you get vaccinated. And overwhelmingly, the NBA players and the players union are very hesitant to do that. And I understand. I think I understand their reasoning, and the reasoning that I would say is, well, we're trying to tell sometimes our children or adults that, you know, just because they're your favorite player doesn't mean that you should be, taking life advice from them. And I think I would rather, if Dr. Strang came on TV and said, "I'm here to tell people that they need to get their COVID vaccine and this is what needs to happen and you need to do this and you need to know that you're going to be okay," means a heck of a lot more to me than if LeBron James did. I'm sorry. Different worlds we live in, but I guess I want to take my COVID vaccine. I was going to say I'll take it from Dr. Fauci, but I mean, he needs to get these vaccines rolling. So I don't know how much people, you know, they trust him, but you know, that's, if it was your regular doctor that you had and they came out and they did a public service announcement, I think you would take that in with more everything than if it came from your sports hero. I don't know. I liked Michael Jordan because he played basketball, and as a business person, you'd have to like him. But I'm not going to take marital advice or how to raise my children or if I should take a COVID vaccine. I can perfectly do that by myself and with my doctor's permission. So I don't know. Maybe I'm off base there, or I'm not in the right frame of mind. And if not. Yeah, I mean, I get texts all the time telling me, just like I got texts saying it's Uncut Gems. I hate that when I have this, I'm old, and I have this thought, and the only thing that I can't remember is the name of the thought that I want to do. So I was curious to see about what people were thinking about that. I do want to mention again that ISU softball team's in the top 25. First time in the whole time of Iowa State softball. And kudos to them. I did want to kind of circle back. We talked about a beach volleyball in Qatar, and they weren't going to let the gals come over and play volleyball in their swimsuits, so everybody was backing out. So they go, okay, yeah, we were wrong, and now they're letting them come over. So we'll have to see if what can happen there. Where else do I want to go? I did say that Joe Wieskamp was named finalist for the Jerry West Award for shooting guards. Joe Wieskamp can do a big job tonight and try to solidify that by winning that game tonight. That's a big deal. I guess the other thing is Cale Sanderson. I saw this yesterday. And I guess we forget, because sometimes we're a little unhappy that Cale Sanderson left Iowa State and went to Penn State to be their wrestling coach. Cale Sanderson, he was undefeated in college. He was a four-time champion, an Olympic gold. What we had with Cale Sanderson in this state next to Dan Gable, because no matter what Cale did, there's never going to be another Dan Gable. But those two are on, when you're talking wrestling, those two now are on top of the mountain. And they both performed in this state. That is pretty crazy. And I love the fact that happened. I was going to talk about the women's game today, but I'm going to try to do some checking during the break to see if they've started the game or if it has been canceled, because I couldn't find it before the other one, before the break at the top of the hour. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We have one more segment. I'm going to go over a few more things. Then Jeremy and I are going to come. Jeremy's going to come in here before the Hawkeye huddle, and we're going to talk a little NFL football. So Steen and you, right after the break.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back. Once again, happy Thursday. Hope everybody's enjoying the sunshine. It's so nice to go out during the break and look outside and still see sunlight. It's hasn't been that way for a while. It's going to keep turning that way, so I'm excited. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. The next segment, Jeremy's going to stop in here, and we're going to talk a little bit about little sports for the last 10 minutes of the show. I want to thank once again David Harris and Kevin Lehman coming in and just being able to talk to both of those guys. I wanted to get, how an athletic director is really dealing with all this. Next week, I'm going to be off on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Just got done saying happy anniversary to my lovely wife, 32 years, 39 years together. She did a surprise quick little trip. We're going to Vegas to stay at the Flamingo. She's always wanted to do that, so I appreciate that she did. Sometimes I'm this would be me before 2020 happened. I would have been a quick no, just because I sometimes just like to hang at home. And I don't say no very much anymore. So that's where we're heading. So on Thursday and Friday, we'll have to make up for those days. And I'll see if I can get a whole bunch of guests in so we can talk about everything that's happening in the sports world while I'm gone. Had to say that I did a little Iowa. I did the over. That's the first one I had tonight. Going to do a couple of more here before I head out. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game tonight, so hoping that works. I'm going to save that for when Jeremy comes in. If you want to check out my podcast page, it's at Steen on Sports at audioboom.com. We're trying to get him up as quickly as we can. Crazy thing about having two jobs, there's never enough time in the day. And my first one is my priority, and this one is my fun. So we're trying to get him up there as quickly as we can. You always can go to my Twitter page at Steen on Sports and check out everything that's going on. We also have all kinds of sponsor availability for the show. Steen on Sports. So if you need to do that, you can always send me a message or shoot me an email. I am at Steen on Sports, or no, Steen on Sports at yahoo.com. You can always send me that. If you have any questions, starting when I come back, I do have a new sponsor, but I'm not going to tell you who it is until I come back from my trip. Tomorrow, I have my middle son, Andrew, is going to come on. We're going to try to do two segments. We have so much stuff going on in the NBA, and I just haven't wanted to talk about it because I want to leave that open and see where he's going to take the questions to me coming tomorrow. So, but you have All-Star Game coming up. You have the lineups are in. You had a little bit of controversy there, so that's always good. And it's fun to try to figure out, you know, who's going to, you know, I still think a couple of people are going to drop out. We already know Anthony Davis did, and that brought in Devin Booker, who was my biggest, I thought was the biggest miss of the coaches not getting him on. Interesting today from, I heard it on the Today Show, maybe it was yesterday, and kind of read up on it a little bit today. Johnson & Johnson, who's another one of big for doing a COVID vaccine, they're getting close to having a single shot vaccine, safe and effective, and it's getting closer and closer towards authorization. I talked a little bit yesterday, too, about Arizona. Sean Miller. Sean Miller was one of the NCAA basketball coaches at Arizona that were caught on tape trying to get people, U-trip coaches or however you want to, AAU coaches, whatever it is in basketball now, to get kids to come play for him. Arizona has paid Sean Miller $12 million since the scandal and won zero NCAA games, self-imposed NCAA ban, and became mediocre at best in his time there. That is really, that is not good. We talked a little bit, and I think it peaked Kevin Lehman's interest on Kobe Bryant becoming the logo for the NBA. Very interesting. The simple fact that the logo is still alive and said that he would have no issue with it, and the logo that's still alive, which is Jerry West, is the reason that Kobe Bryant was the LA Laker, is really interesting. To bring you up to speed on a couple of quarterbacks, Russell Wilson being the biggest one, and I'll talk a little bit with Jeremy about this too. Not saying that he wants to be traded, but isn't happy. But even though he doesn't want to be traded, he kind of dropped four names of four teams that he would be willing to be traded for. Deshaun Watson today, it was either today or yesterday, talked to David Culley, his new coach, and 72-year-old, coming over from the Baltimore Ravens, and stated to him that he's not playing. He's not playing for the Houston Texans. That's his coach that he's telling that to. That is not going to be a... I don't know how you're going to make that work. It seems like a... It's just not going to work, and I don't know what you do. I really don't. I don't know, you know, when you don't think the team is respecting you by what they're doing in their business dealings, I don't know what you do. They don't have a lot of, they signed a contract, they get paid a lot of money. A lot of us don't feel sorry for them, but it is, you know, it's difficult. So, I mean, that's not my way of that wouldn't be the way I'd want people to do business. I wouldn't do business that way. But maybe he thinks he doesn't have a recourse. a very interesting thing happened in Baltimore today, too. So one of the head prosecutors in Baltimore eliminated warrants for 800 people, either that were warrants were out for either drug possession, open container, or prostitution. You're getting to a point, especially if you live in a state that now has legalized marijuana and you have people that are in prison for marijuana use or marijuana distribution or marijuana whatever. That's a quandary, and I don't know what you do with it. I have thoughts on both sides of that, too. I don't know what you do, but it seems weird that would be that you would have that many people in prison for something that now is okay to do. It puts a moral quandary out there for everybody. One of Russell Wilson's biggest issues that he has right now is since the passing of Paul Allen, there is no real structure with the Seattle Seahawks. The structure, Paul was very, very big in that organization, is now run by his sister, who he left the team to. I don't know what the answer is there. You would think that everything that they would do would be to try to keep Russell Wilson happy. That's where he's at in the echelon of NFL quarterbacks, and it seems weird that they would kind of be making, you know, some assumptions and downgrading Russell Wilson. That seems strange to me. The ISU women last night with a big win over number 18, West Virginia, 85-68. They are playing lights out right now, and it's fun. Women's basketball in the state of Iowa is fun to watch. I asked Kevin Lehman if when you're considering the two programs, basketball programs this year, does the Iowa-Michigan have a chance to be the best Iowa team of all time? I kind of gave me my thought on that if they don't get to the NCAA Final Four or have success in the tournament as the Kevin Gamble group that was there, the Woolridge group. Iowa had so many great teams early like that, but the Ronnie Lester-led group, Ronnie Lester doesn't get hurt. I think the University of Iowa had a really good chance of winning a national championship. See what we think there. Tank, Hemp Hill, hopefully coming back before he might make the last. He might try to play a little bit this weekend as they do back-to-backs against... they are at Bradley this weekend, and when Jeremy gets in here, I'm going to ask him the same question that we've posed you guys today. If you had to knock one of these guys out, comedic actors, would it be Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, or Jim Carrey? I think I would knock Jim Carrey out first, and definitely I would probably knock Adam Sandler out next because I'm just a huge Will Ferrell fan. And to see what would happen with that. You have some tomorrow night, you have basketball games for boys high school. It is to get to a sub-state final game that will be played the following, I would assume that would be like the following Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. We'll see what happens with that. Next week we start girls basketball. That'll be exciting for downtown Des Moines again. I'm thinking we're still at 25% or maybe a little less with everybody being able to get to the game. So that'll be kind of exciting to see where we're at with fans. And it's a big deal because... we talked a little bit about this earlier this week, that the number of restaurants that we are losing And I had somebody send me a text earlier today of a couple of more that were getting precariously close to closing. It was a difficult time. It was a difficult time to get people to come into work. It was a difficult time to get people to come in and eat. And it is not going to get any better anytime soon. So, you know, once people start getting, you know, some of the vaccine and get a couple of shots in, kind of one of the reasons that Johnson & Johnson is so important is that single dose shot. So, you know, if you have something that like happened when we had our, we had our snowstorm that we had and all across the country, and it was hard to get vaccines to places. And if you were in that 2-week time period and you didn't get your second shot, then you have to start over. And that's, that is not, you know, the way that you want all that to happen and go through. So, very scary stuff. When you're talking about, you know, making sure that you get in that 2-week time period. And, you know, for everywhere, I mean, everybody's trying to do whatever they can to make sure that we make this happen. It's just logistically, it's like everything else. Logistically, everything's difficult. When you think of all the things that have to go right to get things, I mean, I think of logistically all the things that have to go right for me to get ready in the morning to make sure that I'm on time somewhere. And that's one thing. When you're trying to do this and they have to be kept at an unbearable cold temperature, many things can happen, and it's I don't know what else you would do. So I just hope that everybody keeps doing what they're supposed to do and get in there and sign up and get your shots, and that's going to change the way that you know, maybe come August, when we start having football games popping out there, then that's going to be a great thing. One more thing, and I wanted to mention this again, just in case people didn't hear this last night. So Connor Golson, he's a redshirt junior from Newton, plays for the Drake men's basketball team. Last year, he broke his fibula and tibia, has screws in his ankle and knee, a lot like Tiger Woods, like we said yesterday. He right now does most of the scout team. He's a scout team member and usually portrays the other team's best shooter. He's going to graduate with a degree in finance. He got to hit a couple of free throws in a kind of a blowout win. That's what college basketball and what some of the things I love about this program, that we spotlight somebody like that who got to, you know, he lived out his dream of getting to do it and had a freak accident. And came out okay. He still has a couple of years of eligibility left, but he's ready to graduate and get out into the workforce. I wish I could tell him, oh, man, let's enjoy a couple more years of college. It's a lot of fun. But it's a lot of fun out there working, too. So, hey, I can't tell him that. And not a lot of news today from Tiger Woods' camp. We just want to make sure that we keep him in our prayers and had a little bit of, you know, bringing up things from his past and, you know, why is everybody feeling this way? Come on, folks. We're all better than that. And we have better things to do than to say things like that. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Kind of my way every day, too. But I'm trying to think of you guys. Jeremy's coming in here. He's at FBShow_Jam. We're going to talk some NFL football next.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back and happy Thursday. Last segment today. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day. Check out my podcast page. It's at Steen on Sports at audioboom.com. Jeremy's stopping in. He's going to give me a segment today. He's busy. You are busy today.
I'm a busy guy, and look at you, a podcast and everything up now.
Can you believe it? It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. All right, so I want to talk football with him, but I've got to give him this one here first. It's a knockout round, okay?
Oh.
And here's your – I'm going to give you two of them. The first one being the one that we were doing yesterday. So you've got Jordan, Brady, Gretzky – and Tiger Woods. And you got to knock one. I've got it all the way down to one, but I fought on radio for 17 minutes one day.
So one's got to go.
One's got to go. And I know how much you love hockey, and that's the kicker. A lot of people, I had people that didn't even know who Wayne Gretzky is, and I can't even imagine that you don't know who Wayne Gretzky is.
I've got to go Brady here, I think.
Really?
Those other three names, you can't say without instantly, you say basketball, you instantly think Jordan. Hockey, instantly Gretzky. Golf, obviously Tiger. Football, yes, Brady comes to mind, but there's a lot of other talents. Maybe just the lack of depth there might be why.
That is a great take. I love that one. So here's the second one. So mine was, I actually, because he's won seven and he won at his age, I actually kicked Gretzky out, and I hated myself every minute I did it because I talk about him all the time. I mean, the fact that when he was like 12, he was competing against people that were 18 to 21 and dominating is, and then he just changed hockey. I mean, hockey is so different. Tiger changed golf. Michael Jordan changed how people did advertising for the NBA. And then you have Brady, who, you know, he just kind of, it's himself, and he, it's a bigger team sport. So I agree with you. That was a great take. The second one is, you got to boot one of these guys. You're stranded on an island. You got to boot one. Will Ferrell movies, Adam Sandler movies, Jim Carrey movies.
One's got to go, huh?
One's got to go.
Man. You know, I'm going to say Jim Carrey, which nine-year-old me is super mad that I said that. But if you look at the whole like movie arc here, you know, there's some Sandler movies that are hit or miss, but there's some really, really good ones in there. Will Ferrell throughout his entire career, give me a Will Ferrell movie. I watch that.
I do too. Will Ferrell was definitely.
And then Jim Carrey, like the older I get, I look back at some of those movies that I liked as a kid. I'm like, man, this is comedy. It's like, I like stupid comedy. Yeah, but
Liar, Liar.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh my God.
That doesn't necessarily fall into the stupid, comedy specter, but you know, your Ace Ventura. Some of those I go back and I'm like, man, why did I think this was so funny?
it is, but you're right. And that led me to, I was explaining to the audience, I went to the movie theater. I think it was one of the last movies that we got to go see. We saw two movies in a movie theater. We saw Uncut Gems and we saw Knives Out. I thought Knives Out was a really great movie too. But Uncut Gems made me so uncomfortable and nervous and jittery. I'm watching Adam Sandler and I'm just shaking, going, oh my God, he's going to do that. Oh my God, he's going to do that. Oh my God, why is he doing that?
See, I've still not seen that movie.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love it, dude. Yeah. You don't drink and watch it because it's too much.
You know me.
It'll shake you to
I'll have to start that movie early in the afternoon.
Oh, you will. It'll shake you to your core. All right. My first football question to you. Right now, I added Teddy Bridgewater in here, but I still don't know what Carolina is going to do. But if you're the New England Patriots, are you looking at bringing Cam Newton back? Are you looking at Marcus Mariota? Are you trying to get Jameis Winston away from the Saints? Or do you bring in Fitzmagic?
See, New England is – Fitzpatrick would be hilarious because it would complete the trifecta there. Probably the first quarterback to ever play for every team,
every team
in a division. Just going up and down the East Coast there. I don't see a way that Cam comes back. I don't see that working out again. I know it was a fluky offseason. I'm not saying that Cam doesn't have it and couldn't win there. I just don't think that being the landing spot. I see a Fitzpatrick type of player going there. You know, maybe Teddy
if they could wing Watson to Carolina, that would be.
I mean, if Breeze decides he's coming back, then maybe I'm calling New Orleans about. So that's something.
Yeah. The same thing, and then it's going to stop.
Did you tell anybody about
it? Yeah. But there's really, Teague wasn't here today. It's definitely not my kind of music. Sweet love has died.
And see,
then it goes away. So you rolled around here, but now
I scared it.
At least it happened when somebody else was here. It might do it again.
That was something.
It did it, and it didn't do anything yesterday. It did it on
1700. The Champ. Back to Pick Central from Barstool Sports,
which was before me today. Really funny, and it's gonna do it again too. So we'll see what happens.
Huh.
But yeah, it's
I'm glad that I'm not like responsible for when this stuff happens anymore. That's great.
I had Tiff on the phone and it happened, and I'm like, well, we're just going to talk over it, or we'll just let people listen and I'll talk to her on the phone.
Here's my next one.
Goulet,
I think.
Which quarterback wins a playoff game first? Carson Wentz, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Sam Darnold.
I think Wentz.
I do too, because he's going to Indianapolis.
He's in a better position. Herbert, that division's going to be tough to win out. He's got a lot of talent. Burrow, obviously, I think that team is a season or two away from making that hump and getting there. Sam Darnold, if he's a Jet, it's going to be a long time waiting, I think.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors.
It's your home speaking.
Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement?
And it's not showing on the board that I can even take my mouse and take out. So, sorry, folks, but we're just going to have to live through this again.
Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money?
Now,
last thing. Just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
And see, I just let it go. And now my wife said, oh, it frustrated you. And I'm like, what, you think?
Yeah, because no one knows exactly what's going on.
No. And it, you know, it was one of those, since we kind of switched to bring in Pick Central, it happened when after we did that. So I'll have to talk to Teague tomorrow. Kobe Bryant as the new logo for the NBA. In or out? Take it over for Jerry.
I think it's out. I like Kobe. Maybe you do a different logo or something like that. I mean, the NBA logo has been synonymous for years. You didn't do it for Jordan. And yes, what happened with Kobe was tragic. And that aspect of things, maybe something else to honor Kobe.
I agree. Let the music in my heart. Kind of sounds like Robert Gray here. But it's not Robert Gray. You know, sometimes that's what happens, and it goes away. And so I just want my wife to know today that I'm not flustered.
And I'm looking at the board, and nothing's turned on.
There
shouldn't be anything.
It's not in my queue over there.
1700, the chap. Back to Pick Central from Barstool Sports.
And see, now it's done. It won't do it again. Here was my other one, and this was the big one for me today, is if you're the Cleveland Browns and you have Baker Mayfield on his last bit of his contract for his rookie contract, and you're looking at when you're looking at Jared Goff and Carson Wentz and the contracts they signed, what do you do if you're the Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland's, I think, at the time of the Wentz contract, the fact that they traded him a season later makes that look terrible. Goff, I think with the salary cap going down, the season might have led to a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And then there was that falling out, apparently, towards the end of the season with him being hurt.
He had a broken thumb.
Playing on there. Baker's going to get his. But if he has a year like he did last year, I think Baker's going to get his. Is it going to be top five money? Maybe close to it, but I don't see him being that next man, that next quarterback contract guy.
And I don't think Cleveland has the money that the Cowboys do to be able to think they can just keep franchise tagging him. And I don't think Baker is the same kind of athlete that Dak is. Dak is not a boisterous guy. Baker would make it miserable on people.
Yeah, I don't. All I know is I'm in for one hell of an hour after you leave if this keeps up.
Yeah, I only listened all the way home on my car and it hadn't happened. And it only happens, in this last segment. And it happened on Tuesday, didn't happen on Wednesday, it happened on Thursday.
So Wednesday was fine, Thursday, yeah.
Yep, nothing yesterday. And we were jam-packed yesterday, so crazy stuff. Well, it looks like your 49ers are going to keep Jimmy Garoppolo. Make you happy?
Yeah, I'm fine with Garoppolo.
I do too.
I fantasy booked it all offseason. Would love to see Watson there. I think that's in a surefire Super Bowl. And I've said it before, and my only problem with Garoppolo is durability. If he can stay healthy, the team's got a very good win percentage. He's like 29-6 or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree, and I think that's kind of the big thing for that is keeping him there. But he needs to stay healthy. See, just the simple fact that you're in here and it happened when you're here has made it so much easier on me. because I was freaking out the other day.
I can imagine that, yeah.
It's not even going to let me wind down. You've been listening to Steen on Sports. Happy Thursday, everybody. I will see you back in here tomorrow. Jam-packed day tomorrow. I have 5 guests coming in. Only 1 segment with me. Have a good night.